At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, today was a big day. D'Amico Ryans, he spoke for about 20-plus minutes or so. So did Nick Caserio, as he had a press conference as well and spoke in length after the rosters have been decided. Clint, they've made some moves. If you were wondering, they were able to bring back Miles Bryant back on the practice squad, bring back Damon Arnett Jr. back on the practice squad. They were able to bring back Harrison Bryant, the tight end. They traded for, so they did get several players back on that practice squad. So,
well, I do think those are the two, Harrison Bryant, Miles Bryant. I think those are two guys that we could see bump back up in somehow, some way on the roster come game time. I mean, as they've said multiple times, in terms of how they practice, it doesn't matter 53, 65, 69, whatever the number is, they're going to practice with the intentions of potentially using them all in a game. And that's kind of how they view their roster. And so the two I would expect is Miles Bryant and Harrison Bryant to be back, to be on this roster and be in uniform on Sunday versus L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see there, that situation. So they were able to get some of those guys that they had to let go yesterday. But he talked about more than just the roster. I thought this was interesting to me, Clint. He talked about what – he was looking for, the most important thing he was looking for when he was looking at bringing in a new OC to replace Bobby Slowick. This, listen to what he said was the number one thing he was looking for when he was trying to find eventually Nick Caley.
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was it was the connection piece. Right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships. Right? And it's if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players, and that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main
connection, man. Connection looked to be not as much X's and O's, not as much ability to what we hear sometimes, fix the quarterback, not the ability to to create a really good run game, new scheme. No, he said connection, Clint. Now, I don't think that is surprising to hear from D'Amico Ryans, being covering him for the last 3 years and how important that is to him. But I would wonder from you, how big of a thing would you rate that in terms of an OC connecting and being the guy to kind of get this offense to the next level, is what they expressed.
Look, I think the same way that I view everything, as long as it's authentic, right? I mean, we can talk. Yeah, it's great in theory, man, to have the ability to connect with your players. It's great. But how real is it? You know, is it authentic? Is it a real, is that really who Nick Caley is? And is there a serious ability to connect, or is that just kind of a crutch because we don't know exactly what they're going to do offensively, and there's no film on Nick Caley and what he can do as an offensive play caller, so we're going to use this juice and energy and connection as a talking point. But in reality, you're rolling the dice and hoping that a young offensive coordinator that Nick Caserio knows can make this thing work, make this thing sing. Look, I think there's something about, like, when you look at D'Amico Ryans, I think a huge part of what makes D'Amico Ryans great is his ability to genuinely and sincerely connect with people in general. And in this instance, we're talking about other coaches. We're talking about a general manager as you're building a roster. We're talking about players as you go out and try to win a championship. I think he genuinely and sincerely that's who he is. That's how he relates to people. I think he genuinely cares about people.
Absolutely.
That he's responsible for managing. I think, but I've also seen guys and been around guys, some of the greatest, Bill Parcells. It was all fear. He didn't want to care about you. Didn't want to love you. Didn't give a damn. He wanted everybody in the building to know, I got your job in my hand. I can cut your throat at any point in time.
So that's a dictatorship.
That's it. And that worked. Obviously, it's worked for a lot of people. And so. While it is an approach, and I think it is a real effective approach, and part of what makes D'Amico Ryans great, it ain't for everybody, and everybody's not capable of doing it. That's why D'Amico Ryans is so rare. So, look, I hope Nick Caley has this connection. I hope that the juice and the vibe, the energy that he brings that everybody talks about, I hope all that is great. But here's what I'll end on is, I don't care how good the juice and the vibe and the energy is. I don't care how good the connection is with your quarterback or how good you connect with people. If your ass can't call plays, if you can't manage a game, if you can't put guys in position to win and to make plays, if you can't figure out a way to protect C.J. Stroud, then your connection isn't going to be great. And so I think
you
it all relies.
It
say it again.
You almost
yes,
there,
multiple times.
You?
It's just. I think there's. I think they just got it. That all that stuff is great. Like D'Amico Ryans. I mean, look, D'Amico's a great dude. We wouldn't be talking about D'Amico being a great dude if his ass couldn't coach. If he couldn't scheme plays. If he wasn't an absolute beast when it comes to game planning and scheming defenses and. In game,
he can coach his ass off and connect his ass off.
Yeah. If you can't coach, it's just like a quarterback. You can be C.J. Stroud can be the nicest guy in America. He can connect with everybody out there. He can pray for everybody out there. He can be a good dude and like everybody and have 42 best friends. If C.J. Stroud can't play, none of that matters. Nobody's gonna care one bit. And luckily, C.J. Stroud, we know already. We've seen it at the NFL level. Can play big time. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, right? Now it's Nick Caley's turn. We watched D'Amico Ryans prove that he's one of the best coaches in the league. We watched C.J. Stroud prove that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And now we're going to get to watch and see if Nick Caley can prove that he's one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. We'll see.
It's an odd thing, right? We've just watched Jimmy Johnson literally say on the air, man, I didn't give a damn about what Troy Aikman or Steve Berline was thinking. I'm just trying to win.
That's
I don't care. You know, I don't think Bill Belichick has thought about connecting with anybody in 25, 30 years, maybe longer. And it has worked. But I do think, Clint, when we look at the situation that was with the Houston Texans and what we're finding out now from last year's Texans team, the connection and communication was clearly off on the especially on that side of the ball. And so I could see how that was a big thing for D'Amico, right? Like, look, man, we can't let it get to however, like I would assume by what we're hearing, it was bad in many different ways of communication and how things were happening on that side of the ball. And I think D'Amico is saying, hey, man, we got to have a certain level of connection right off the jump so we're not dealing with this. So I can see why coming off of last year, that was a major thing for him.
Look, here's the deal, man. I think Nick Caserio, I think D'Amico Ryans, as I've said before, I think he was dialed in on making the defense great and dialed in on doing what he knows he can do and what he was hired to do, which is create a top defense in this league. And he handed the keys to the offense and said, hey, Bobby, do your thing. And I think he did something similar with Laremy Tunsil. Let him kind of do their own thing on that side of the football. And whether it was planned or not, you look up and the problems on the offensive side of the football are you've got a quarterback that doesn't have a great relationship or a great connection or a great respect and trust for a coordinator. And you've got a coordinator that doesn't have a ton of trust and respect and for his fellow coaches and maybe that quarterback. And so you look up and all of a sudden you've got this situation where you're like, hey, I don't know how we got here, but I know I've got to solve this problem. And so you fire that guy, and the next guy you hire, you make sure that it's front and center. Hey, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have great chemistry. We're going to communicate at a high level. We're going to have respect and trust for each other. And if we don't, then you're not going to be here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I would imagine that's how that went. And the beautiful part of it is D'Amico Ryans is now, I think really dialed in on ensuring that those things happen with the Houston Texans offense. Forget CJ, forget Slowick and Kaylee. Like the Houston Texans offense moving forward, I think D'Amico has a very good idea, plan of what he wants that offense to look like, and he's not banking on somebody else to develop that offense and make sure it happens.
Text line coming through. One correction show. I think there is at least one young person that Belichick has thought about connecting with lately.
Fair. And has successfully connected.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, you're right.
I would say he brings a little energy to that.
He's got a little juice.
Got a little juice.
Got a little fire in there.
I'm sure the vibe is the vibe appears to be good.
I got to tell you. You're right. Let me try that. I don't think he's cared about connecting with football players.
With New England Patriot football players, because he might change his tune in North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Coming up, T-Mill's best bets. We'll jump back on it as well. He won for three last night, but he is still in the green for the week. Take advantage when he gets hot, make some money. And I don't know about you. I heard what Clint said. For me, I didn't feel any better about the thought of how long a Joe Mixon is going to be out. Coming from, we'll see. When I asked, will he play again? Not after the 4 weeks. Will he play again this season? We'll see. From Nick Caserio. I guess the thought off of that is this team as is good enough?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.